Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 362. One day, during the morning meditation, I heard this voice. I myself am your director. I was, I am, and I will be. And since you asked for visible help, I chose and gave you a director even before you had asked, for my work required this. Know that the faults you commit against him wound my heart. Be especially on your guard against self-willfulness. Even the smallest thing should bear the seal of obedience. With a crushed and humble heart, I begged forgiveness of Jesus for these faults. I also begged pardon of my spiritual director and resolved to do nothing rather than to do many things wrongly. O good Jesus, thank you for the great grace of making known to me what I am of myself, misery and sin, and nothing more. I can do only one thing of myself, and that is to offend you, O my God, because misery can do no more of itself than offend you, O infinite goodness. Once I was asked to pray for a certain soul. I decided at once to make a novena to the merciful Lord, to which I added a mortification, namely, that I would wear chains on both legs throughout Holy Mass. I had been doing this already for 3 days when I went to confession and told my spiritual director that I had undertaken this mortification, presuming permission to do so. I had thought he would not object, but I heard the contrary, that is, that I should do nothing without permission. O my Jesus, so it was willfulness again. But my falls do not discourage me. I know very well that I am misery itself. It was because of the condition of my health that I did not receive this permission, and my spiritual director was surprised that I had been allowing myself greater mortifications without his permission. I asked pardon for my self-willfulness, or rather for having presumed permission, and I asked him to change this mortification for another one. My spiritual director replaced it with an interior mortification, namely, throughout Holy Mass, I was to meditate on why the Lord Jesus had submitted to being baptized. The meditation was no mortification for me, for thinking about God is a delight and not a mortification. But there was a mortification of the will, in that I was not doing simply what I like, but what I was told to do, and it is in this that interior mortification consists. When I left the confessional and started to recite my penance, I heard these words. I have granted the grace you asked for on behalf of that soul, but not because of the mortification you chose for yourself, but because of the act of complete obedience to my representative, did I grant grace to that soul for whom you interceded and begged mercy. Know that when you mortify your own self-will, then mine reigns within you. O my Jesus, be patient with me. I will be more careful in the future. I will rely not upon myself, but upon your grace and your very great goodness to miserable me. Saint Faustina had sometimes wondered why the Lord had not provided her with a spiritual director sooner, since she had to struggle through so many doubts with many confessors who couldn't understand what God was doing in her soul. In today's section, Jesus reassures her that he was and is and always will be her spiritual director. He gave her visible help when she asked for it, but it was always he, Jesus, helping her through the director. She needed to learn to rely on Jesus. Jesus had chosen a director even before Faustina had asked for one, since, as Jesus says, my work required this. Jesus knew that Faustina would die at a young age. She was just 33 when she died, and someone would have to take up the work of spreading the message and devotion of the Divine Mercy after her death, that work would first fall to Blessed Michael Sopochko, her spiritual director, who had been handpicked by Jesus. Jesus tells Faustina to guard against self-willfulness, to always strive for obedience. Faustina is crushed when she is corrected, but she is grateful that Jesus did this for her. I'm reminded of the passage from Proverbs 3:12. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, and he chastises the son he favors. It's also very close to the passage in the New Testament from the Gospel of John 15:2, when Jesus says that God prunes every branch that bears fruit so that it will bear more fruit. So the Lord, when he corrects us, is expressing his love for us. We're his children, his beloved children, and he wants us to grow and to mature and to become the people he wants us to be. But he knows that it will take some pruning, some training, some correction, and because he loves us, he does this. So St. Faustina had to learn to not to take on mortifications without the prior approval of her spiritual director. The chains she talks about are a type of a wire mesh bracelet that she wore around her leg. It would have been itchy, it would have been difficult. It was a form of penance. But she wasn't given permission to do so because she had a weakened physical condition. Now, maybe she just decided on her own to do that, or maybe it was a temptation from the evil one who was pushing her in a direction that was seemingly good, but it could have caused problems for her health or maybe spiritually. Because again, the Lord, she was a willful person. She knew what she wanted to do, and she wasn't afraid to take the reins herself. And so Jesus wanted her to learn to let go, to let Jesus be in charge, to always be open and obedient to her spiritual director and to Jesus himself. So Jesus blessed her efforts, but he blessed her because of her being obedient to her spiritual director, not because she had chosen some great mortifications herself. So let's also always strive to surrender to God and not try to impose our will on God.